Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about the updated state of rural Minnesota.
Right. It's a presentation slash report that we update every year, and we present this. A lot of people, especially like in business groups, the state legislators are always very interested in this. And it's a big collection of information, maps, tables on population and economic information and all of those kind of fun socioeconomic types of data. And so we have the new 2014 version up on our website now. They're ready to be looked at and downloaded.
Good. I understand it's a fairly large file.
Well, the full size version is it's pretty darn big.
Okay.
But so what we have posted is like a highlights version of it.
Okay. And you had maybe some population trends that you wanted to share with us from that report.
Yeah, we have several maps on population showing where it's at now, how it's changed over the past 40, 50 years. But then we also use the State Demographic Center's population projections to see where things are going to go. And those projections are out to 2045 now. And it's interesting to see where they're projecting the growth to be, because it's not necessarily around the Twin Cities anymore. I mean, there's some moderate growth in the ring suburbs, and then in some of those farther out suburban counties like Wright and Meeker. But they're actually showing more growth in southeastern Minnesota around Rochester, so Olmsted, Dodge, Maurer County, also in Nobles County. And in, you know, places like that, and also in the retirement counties, if, you know, up in the lakes area, if you want to call it that. So it looks like, you know, they're expecting our population growth to be in retired folks and in minorities, you know, people who are living in these particular counties.
So in some respects, it's a shift in geographic location for the, let's say, golden agers.
Right.
So they may be moving from the Twin Cities metro area to a more of a retirement location.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and then the sort of the younger folks aren't necessarily all going to be populating in the Twin Cities metro. There's perhaps going to be, obviously, as you point out, some growth around the Rochester area and other points outstate, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it's very interesting. Now, these, you know, projections, of course, aren't set in stone. They're based on the current situation and the way current trends have been going, and then they, you know, use their mathematical magic to figure out what's going to happen in the future. But you can use it as a broad index of what's going to happen.
Sure. And that's important for people who have to plan.
Exactly.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Marnie. You can check it out at ruralmn.org. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.